This next patient is Chesley Sellers. Chesley, C-H-E-S-L-E-Y. Chesley Sellers, S-E-L-L-E-R-S. Date of let's see, date of consultation 3/22/24. Date of birth 11/4/1963. This is a copy for Kristen LaBelle. That's K-I-R-S-T-E-N. Kristen LaBelle is L-A-B-E-L-L. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Kristen, thank you for sending Chesley Sellers for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 60-year-old very obese male who has a history for snoring and apneic episodes. Has had symptoms of fatigue and increased sleepiness, and also weight gain. He was sent for a polysomnographic study on 1/29/24, and he was found to have AHI of 41.4 events per hour, indicating severe sleep disordered breathing. CPAP titration was done, and he was fitted with a CPAP mask at 13 centimeter H2O pressure with heated humidification, which resolved his apneic episodes. The patient was advised to start a home CPAP trial with nasal CPAP. Period. The patient has some leg swelling, denies any abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. And he goes to work daily, and he works as a contractor. For construction projects. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of respiratory failure more than 3 years ago for aspiration pneumonia, and the patient apparently was intubated and on ventilator support for a few days. He also has had atrial fibrillation with atrial ablation done, and has a history of hypertension, history for previous MI, history for shoulder dislocation. And cardiac ablation for atrial fibrillation. Yes, borderline diabetes. Next paragraph, habits of patient. The denies smoking and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of chronic lung disease. Mother died of cancer of the stomach. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient, allergies, none listed. Next, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and weight gain. But he did lose weight over the past 3 months. He has double vision. He has apneic episodes and snoring. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has rectal bleeding but no diarrhea or abdominal pains. He has occasional chest pains, palpitations, and leg swelling. And no depression or anxiety, denies seizures or headaches. He has joint pains, muscle aches, and he has numbness of the extremities and has skin rash. Next, medalist, aldactone 25 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams HS, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Entresto 24-26 milligrams BID, Paxiga 10 milligrams a day, Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This very obese middle-aged male. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 136/70, pulse 66, respiration 20, temps 97.5, weight is 340 pounds, saturation 96. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive. Sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions with scattered visas bilaterally. Heart sounds of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal 1 plus edema, mild varicosities, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross mold after the cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next, paragraph, brush number 1 is obstructive sleep apnea. And number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3, exogenous obesity. Number 4, diabetes. Number 5, history of atrial fibrillation. Next plan, the patient will be advised to start on a CPAP setup nightly with nasal CPAP and 13 centimeter H2O pressure with heated humidification. A ResMed AirFit F20 size medium mask was used. The patient will be advised to come in for a follow-up visit approximately 8 weeks after he has a CPAP setup done at home. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Kirsten Labelle, LABELL MD. Thank you.